Blog Talk Radio.
I am the Lord, I'm the Almighty God, and I am the one for which nothing is too hard. I am your shepherd, and I am your door, and I am the good news to the bound and the poor. The I am. I am the righteous one, I am the lamb, I am the ram, the bush for Abraham, I am the ultimate sacrifice for sin, I am your redeemer, beginning and the end.
Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Amen. Pray for me, that Monday voice. I got the Monday voice, y'all. Pray for me. Amen. Thanking God for another day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for another day. I love that song, I Am. I Am. Thanking God. Amen. Today, welcome to Monday, the start of a new work week for most people. Amen. My work week starts on Sunday, praise the Lord. Amen. We had three tremendous services on yesterday, hence the voice. The Lord just came in and blessed in a tremendous way. And so, amen. I'm grateful to God. The souls that came to the altar on yesterday as we preached a simple message, Jesus knows. Jesus knows, just freeing people from the burden of perfection, the freeing people from the burden. I've got to have it all together before I come to the Lord. That message, it blessed me. And I'm grateful to God that he would reveal that word to me to give to our people. And so I thank God for it, and I pray. Thank God for all the people who came to the altar and going to believe God for a harvest on next Sunday, which is Resurrection Sunday, believing God that we'll be able to minister to the heart of people, so that they might recognize God's love for them. And I think that when people realize the strength and the depth of God's love for them, they can't help but respond to God's love with a yes. I just believe that. I learned years ago when I used to do prison ministry. When I was a minister in our church in Maryland, and it was just one of the most fantastic times of ministry for me. Even today, it's just one of the most fantastic opportunities to minister to God's people. And I found out and learned something very keen. I was ministering in the maximum security prison, Jessup, in Maryland, Jessup, Maryland. It's a maximum security prison. And, of course, the first time after you've gone through all of your orientation, now it's time to go in. You know, you get a little nervous. I'm like, wow, this is maximum security. This is serious. So we get in and go through all the process. We get there. And the chaplain said to me, he says, son, don't be nervous. All you got to do is show them consistently the love of God, because no one can resist love. He said they can fight it, they can act tough, but if you continue to show the love of God, no one can resist true love. And I found that to be a true statement. When I would watch the love of God break down the hearts of men and women, we did it on both sides of the prison, and to see the love of God break down the barriers of what other people would consider hardened criminals, and just see God's love infiltrate their hearts. And it taught me a great and tremendous lesson that that remains with me even to this day, that no one, no matter how tough, no matter how harsh, no matter how what they've been through, if we consistently give people the love of God, no one can resist love. And so that's the message of the gospel. The message of the gospel is love, truly. It's love. When we think about resurrection and Jesus coming to earth, it's love wrapped in flesh is what it is. He just revealed and showed his love to us, love wrapped in flesh. And so I just believe if we keep showing people love, that the power of the Holy Spirit can break through any barrier, can break through any stony heart, and get to that heart of flesh and infiltrate that heart. Because once you get the heart, whatever you put in the heart, it's pumped throughout the body. And so I just believe that if we keep showing love, keep loving people right where they are, and not tell them to get better on their own, but meet them where they are and help them get to the place that God wants them to be, I believe that we'll see a great revival. And so I'm praying and believing God that as we get the word out and as you invite and bring people to service, not just resurrection, but every service, we want our church to become invite machines. We want to invite people to church, get them to church, minister to them, bring them into the house of the Lord, that they might experience the move of God and the blessings of the Lord, and they would experience the love of Jesus Christ. And that is what we look to do. Amen. So I'm believing God. So I'll be trying to nurse this voice for the week. I do have to preach here during Passion Week, and I'm going to take it easy so I can have a full voice for ministering on Resurrection Sunday. So you pray for me. You pray that God will hold this voice up. Amen. That he will hold this voice up. Thanking God for you. And I'm praying that you will join us beginning Wednesday night as we have our Holy Week services. Wednesday we have Bishop Michael Turpin, and he will be bringing the word. And he has such a tremendous prophetic gift. And I just think that you will be blessed. I think that you will be blessed in just his gifting and the way the Lord uses him and the anointing that he has. And he's a tremendous preacher. He's a tremendous preacher. And so come be part of that on Wednesday night. And then on Thursday night, we have Bishop Liston Page Jr. From New Jersey. And I tell you, if you've never heard him, you need to come and hear the word of the Lord in this man's mouth. Bishop Page has such a tremendous way of walking through scripture, which is what I love. I just love the Bible. I want to hear the scripture being revealed. And he has a way, he has an anointing on his life to walk through the scripture and to tie scriptures together and explain events and ideas and thoughts and God's message in the word. It is phenomenal. You will be absolutely blessed. Churches will happen at our East New York campus, 369 Newlots Avenue in Brooklyn. And then Friday night we will have a concert on Good Friday, and that's in the evening at 7:30. You can meet us at Spring Creek Educational Campus, which is on the corner of Elton and Flatlands, 1065 Elton, and you can come meet us there in the auditorium, and I think you're going to be blessed by the singing, and as we reflect, take some time and reflect on the fact that Jesus died for us, that he died, surely he died, and so I think it's going to be a great time, and then you can join us at any one of our three services on Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. We'll move our times around a little bit. So we'll have a 7 a.m. service at our East New York location, a one-hour service. So you'll come and be blessed there. And then we have a 9 o'clock service and an 11:30 at Spring Creek, Elton and Flatlands. And you can come and be blessed with us. We believe God to really meet us, right where we are, so that we can just bless his name and to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. So I'm looking forward to it. Amen. Amen. As we go and get ready in this precious holy week, we start reminiscing and remembering the passion of our Savior as we think about the fact that he left Jerusalem on yesterday after he had gone in and the triumphant entry. He's now in Jerusalem. He's doing some work in Jerusalem, and he is going to bring ministry and minister to the hearts of men. And some stuff will be touching and some stuff will be tough, but he, Jesus, will spend some time ministering to people as he prepares. To die on the cross for the sins of the world, the sins of those who believe him and those who do not, the sins of those who accept him even today and those who do not. He died and made forgiveness available. He made forgiveness available. And I thank God. I thank God that his forgiveness is made available. And as I repent of my sins, that he forgives me of those sins. And so I want you to reflect this week, spend some time reflecting on the goodness of Jesus in dying on the cross for us. Father, oh God, in this moment we are grateful as we remember the suffering of our Savior, as we remember that our Savior certainly came into this earth to die on the cross for our sins, to die a gruesome and horrible death, that he might bring us back to you. And so we thank you for Jesus. Father, we pray in the name of the Lord that you touch our hearts and our minds as we minister to people this week, as we let people know about your goodness and your grace, that we will find ways to let folks know that your love for them is way stronger than any sins that they've committed. Your love for them, anything that they have done, that your love for them is more powerful than any force that's pulling them, that we would be able to express to them the beauty of the cross, though it was gory and though it was horrible to look at and a terrible scene to see. But God, the beauty is that out of this horrible scene came life. And we thank you for life. We thank you for forgiveness. We thank you for grace and for mercy. And we pray in Jesus' name that you use us to invite, to bring people to the kingdom all over this country and world as we go into this season in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, go into this season with your head up and your heart open and find people who need Jesus and invite them to Jesus. Amen. God bless you. We'll talk on Wednesday. I'll see you Wednesday night. Bless you. Bye.